Money is like a river. It flows to a destination. Usually money in the marketplace flows to a particular destination like dot-com stocks in the 90s, real estate in the 2000s, and commodities like gas and oil stocks just recently. When this money flow is channeled into one area, a bubble forms, like the ones we have had in internet stocks and then real estate. The more money that flows into the asset, the bigger the corresponding bubble. When the bubble finally pops, we get what we see now. Collapse of a market. In this case, the real estate bubble was so immense, we saw an almost entire collapse of the financial system itself. Keep in mind, the more money that is poured into the system, the larger this river of money gets. The larger this river of money gets, the more dangerous the bubble is when it pops. Since the government is now literally pouring trillions into the system by all these bailouts, the river that was in real estate and large in itself and grew larger in commodities is now even 10 times larger, and it's looking for a home. Just where the new bubble will inflate is anyone's guess. Could it be in gold, in oil, in real estate? You fans of real estate will be sadly disappointed. History shows us bubbles never reinflate in the same asset, so it won't be real estate. Lately, however, the signs are pointing to a seldom considered asset to the common mom-and-pop investor, and that is treasury bonds. What are treasuries exactly? Simply put, it's our government's IOUs for the money they print out of thin air. A massive amount of money is buying U.S. treasuries right now. So much so, last week saw investors tripping over each other, buying treasuries by the boatload. In last week's auction, the Treasury Department could have sold 4 times more debt than it actually did. Why do investors buy treasuries? They buy treasuries for safety. U.S. treasuries are thought to be safe. The safest investment in the world, in fact. At least that's the perception right now. So many people were buying U.S. treasuries that the U.S. government had to pay no interest on their debt. In other words, U.S. treasuries were yielding no interest whatsoever. Why would you take out a bank CD for zero interest? Well, most people wouldn't. So why are people buying U.S. treasuries at zero interest? They're essentially the same thing. Again, they're buying them for safety. Investors are so concerned about the markets right now, they're willing to take no interest in exchange for a U.S. government IOU to make sure at least they get their money back. For a brief time last week in the auction, there was a negative interest. In other words, you would lose a little bit by buying a U.S. treasury. This is historic. Other investments are perceived as so risky right now, investors just want the return of their money, not a return on their money. This zero interest policy has only happened once before, and that was in the market crash in the time of 1929. So what's going on here? Well, for one, the U.S. government now has a free pass when it needs it the most. If you haven't heard, the U.S. is creating a lot of money from thin air right now to bail out every Tom, Dick, and Harry bank and insurance company, as well as every other company that goes to Washington. It must borrow the money by issuing IOUs. These IOUs are called treasuries. But luckily for the U.S. government, investors worldwide are willing to settle for no interest to get their hands on these IOUs. The world is scared of other investors right now, like stock markets and bonds, so they are gobbling up these IOUs just at the time the U.S. government needs this to happen. But the U.S. government must beware. Never before has so much money bought U.S. treasuries. That's why they can offer no interest and still sell all this debt they so drastically need to bail out their banking buddies. But if this is the next bubble to burst, and it looks like it may be, when it does burst, it will mean a crashing U.S. dollar as people sell treasuries like they sold real estate and got out of dot-com stocks, and it will also mean rapidly rising interest rates that will crush our debt-ridden economy. U.S. debt will then be like real estate is now, more dreaded than the plague. And that will mean the U.S. will no longer be able to finance its spending, and that will mean a Mexican peso-like crash, spelling the end of our financial system as we know it. Not a pretty thought, to be sure. This is exactly what economic models call for when a government issues too much debt, like we are doing. But history also dictates we should have crashed a long time ago. So why hasn't it happened? Like I said, we are getting a free pass right now as this river of new money rushes to buy our debt. But I'm afraid when this bubble pops, it will be the last final one for the U.S. dollar. History confirms it. Economic law demands it. You can't print money forever, and neither can they. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti for KVMR-FM.